Good to be here with you today. As we get started today on Thursdays, it's about the ball for us. And I think we've clearly, illustrated that on a number of occasions where when we took care of the ball and went after it and held it in great regard, we had a lot of success in those games. And the ones that we didn't, we struggled in. And that was a significant factor. So this turnover Thursday, the importance, the emphasis of it is right on point. That's one of the messages we're just clearly trying to get through with the guys. It is about the ball, and we'll work that today, and it's going to be an important factor this weekend too. Health-wise, we're in good shape. The only guy that won't participate today will be Tevin Coleman. He's dealing with the concussion protocol, but everybody else will be participating in some fashion today as we get ready for the game.
Yeah, Coach, the Saints game, last time the turnovers were a big issue, and
yep.
That's why you emphasize it throughout the season, but a little bit extra here this week.
And it was the factor in that game for sure. Where at times when we're able to move the ball and do things, those are the things when we don't finish drives with points at the end. And that's the factor. I think, we're one of the only clubs in the NFL that has a minus turnover ratio, but still, has a winning record. That's hard to do because, it is about the ball. And that's a hard lesson to go through because of the importance of the football. So, we've done better at that as of late in terms of taking care of the ball the last couple of weeks and going after it, and it is for sure going to be the case this weekend.
And how do you fix the shotgun snaps or the snaps that have gone awry this season?
Well, we put right back up for the competition at the center position for sure, and that's number one. And number two, as we're going through it, just the consistency and the technique that's going to be on point every single time, in terms of is your – forearm hitting the center, in your leg in the same spot, the consistency with it. But I'm sure the competition's up at the position again, too.
Discuss the development of a young defensive line, particularly Beasley and Hegeman, and what you like to see him work on as you get towards the end of this regular season and towards the off season.
Really, I'll just focus on what they have to do this week to play really good ball. And then, as we get into the postseason, it'll be a great topic for next week. In this game, we've got to affect this quarterback. And I think Breeze does one of the best jobs in the league of moving around in the pocket. So for the defensive ends, man, when you're getting off the spot, it starts with the get off. But can he work the tackle and get this guy off the spot? The thing I've been pleased about with Hageman as of late, it's his push inside. The power that he has when he gets his pads underneath people, he can be hard to deal with. He's batted some passes down. We saw that, I believe, in the last couple ball games. So for him, not only is it the strength, but he has this length. Let's get in this, quarterback's face and make sure the hand's up there when the ball comes, when his hand comes off the ball to see if we can bat a couple passes. So Hageman, the inside push, and with Beasley, it's the outside stuff where the counters to come back under, where we're beating him outside to get the quarterback off the spot. It's going to start in the get-off for him, and that's what's so great about playing at home, with the crowd and everybody rocking. We'll need every bit of it.
Coach, how much is it going to bother you personally if you guys do finish last in the league in sacks? Because, that's your area. You've worked so hard with these pass rushers and stuff. And I know you've gotten some pressure here and there and stuff like that. But how much would that bother you?
I don't think it may take a lot of time thinking about it. But anytime we're not affecting the quarterback like I like, yeah, for sure it bothers me significantly. I don't necessarily put all of pass rush just on sacks. I'm probably different that way. It's knockdowns and off the spots and batted passes and completion percentage. So it's a factor of it, but it's not my number one factor.
And going back to something
we've had some good teams, but not always at the top of the list from sack numbers.
And one other thing, going back to what you just said about
sure.
the competition,
yep.
Does that mean that you're going to give somebody else a look at center?
The comp's up for sure for this week, and then we'll make a determination at the end of the week.
Okay, Stone and
Gretkowski.
Gretkowski?
Yep, and Person, yep. So they'll go battle for it inside, and then we'll take it all the way through today and tomorrow, and then we'll lead it up into the game. But, yeah, that's certainly the case. We're going to stay true to the competition, man, all the way through.
Think about giving Geno a chance over here this year?
We have, yep. We went right back to it in the week of practice and the mindset, and there's a lot of good things that Mike did too, that override some of the, the ones in the game with the penalties and the snaps. But, full-on effect, man, at the position for sure.
Coach, yesterday Riley said, we were asking about his, career and so forth. He wants to continue playing, after, it's his lowest total in a few years. So, he's 34 too. Any thoughts on Roddy and what he's been able to give you this year? And if you want to address it moving forward with him.
The biggest thing I think that I've felt from him over the last couple weeks, man, is the leadership has been so strong. And in terms of the attitude of setting forth, and supporting one another, I'm sure it's always been there, but maybe I recognized it more over the last couple of weeks when we were in a tough spot where he was, you know, a significant factor of the mindset and the toughness and the attitude to go. So that's really where my focus is on him right now.
He kind of does. He kind of you know, personifies the toughness and the grit.
Please, no doubt. And I think it's the, you know, even the catches that he makes, you know, like where people are trying to go after the ball. Nope, not in here. And just the physicality that he plays with. The competitor, there's, you know, a lot of adjectives that are really cool, you know, attributes of a guy that I would throw his way.